listening with your intelligence and no feeling. And they know that they cannot transfer it. They try with the musicality, with the storytelling, all of that, but at the end they realize that, no, I cannot do it for you, because even you cannot do it. He should interfere. Don't forget about the him. So he goes back to talk about the him. Listen, it was a story, blah, 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 blah. Then we arrive to this paragraph, which is quite long enough, which is the story of that guy in the prison. We are at the middle of that, and we stopped even at the middle of that next page, right? So, look at it. After all the explanation, suddenly he will stop. I said, oh my God. Yes?
What's the line? What's
the line? We start from that 685. Turn back.
This non-existence is the place of income. Do not flee from it. This existence of more and less is the place of expenditure. Since God's workshop is non-existence, outside the workshop there is worthlessness.
See? Said, I'm talking about hap. Okay? It's not God, it's hap. Call God there. Something hap. Hap is there. All I could talk about, all we could see is here and here. So we are all mu'attal. Means what? Means first of all we are waiting. No, we are spoiling the moment and we are turning ourselves to nonsense, because batil is the synonym of batil. Mu'attal means worthless. See? We, pardon me?
Dysfunctional,
even more than that, because when you say Sunday is ta'til, you don't say dysfunctional, you will say it's a happy weekend. All that comes with it. That's ta'tilat. It's coming, and I say, all of this is nonsense, because we're talking outside of the subject. Then you will go to inside. Yes?
Put into our heart subtle words which may move thee to mercy, O gracious one.
Don't you see it bizarre? Some philosopher, a master, is talking about the deepest subject in philosophy. Talk about non-existence and existence. And he will switch to a prayer. Because to him, the other side is more serious. He knows that here we are silly. So, after the most strong statement, really, you could say, hey, Hab is in non-existence. Digging in existence is being silly. Then suddenly, oh, teach us. What? Beautiful words. Because he understands that the beautiful word is a mug, a container, which is carrying a good feeling in it. And that droplet of good feeling is what we need to be repeated. That's why we always are listening to the beautiful sentences. This is why poetic language is here. Because we know listening to the beautiful words will do something to our heart. So his prayer is, oh, my beloved, please teach us the precise words which could bring your pity to us. Definition of precise, beautiful word for him is not in the word. Because the word is an instrument. Teach us the precise word that bring your pity to us. Because the only thing we want is this connection, which should be the other way around. I cannot drop in. I should ask for that connection. Yes?
From you, both the prayer and the answer. From you, safety. From you, also dread. If we have spoken faultily, do thou correct it. You are the corrector, O you, Sultan of speech.
Do you see how masterly he is working this line? He comes to that circle and he is the master. Without falling inside, because if he falls inside, the communication is lost because we lose him. But he will not come outside. He wants to be at that edge to somehow connect. So he's walking around that, and I have seen a lot of teachers confused about this. Especially the teachers I had with some pre-fixed ideas about this. Two of them, one extreme religious and one atheist. Both were extremists, and both of them, they had problem when they arrived to this part of Masnavi, because looks like Rumi is talking to you, and there are times that he will leave you alone and he will do the prayer and blah blah. So for the deep religious fellow, this was, yes, the religious sentiment takes over. Amazingly, for the atheist was the same. He would say, this is the moment that he gets in a way drunk and he will let go or all stuff. To me, both ways were no good really, because I expected the teacher to be there for me always, and I was thinking about this, and I believe he's a good teacher. But I wouldn't say it. This realization helped me a lot. I understood why he will leave us. He will not leave us. He will walk at the edge. And he knows that walking with him at the edge, little by little, you will realize there is a circle and you're going around it. You will realize that you are very close to something, but you cannot touch it. It will give you the feeling. This is the basic philosophy of that turning you do. Because to Rumi, everything is doing it. You say, look around you. Everything is turning around. Why? They cannot go in. They have to turn around it, because you cannot go in. Inside could call you. And we'll see, inside could call you and you go to sleep, and the inside will put some nuts in your pocket and will tell you you're not worthy yet. But for these people, beautiful stuff is going around this circle. Others will say, oh, look at these wordings. How come that this is one single subject? And each time I hear it, it's not repetition for me. Each time we talk about love, it's not that old repeated subject to me. This is brand new, because it carries an emotion. The passion here should be at work. And the passion is good to be at the edge. So Rumi is turning around the edge. Now the prayer. And the prayer was what? The prayer started with the prayer, but look at him. He came out of the prayer, means going around the circle, looked inside and said, the outside is silly, this is it. But he turns again to you, to talk to you about the same beauty. First talking to beloved, that, oh my beloved, have pity. We do a lot of wrongness. You correct it. You have the alchemy to do it. And this is what you do. Now he's looking at us. But he's still talking about him. As if he's talking to him. That, oh, you mix the water and the earth together. And you somehow related it to father and the cousin and the aunt. And you made us feel miserable, and you turned that misery to happiness. And there are some people who are free of all of these nonsenses, which he's talking about, all of these serials you could draw, no matter what. These are the serials, this is because tonight is here. If we were in time shortage, of course, the discourse will be like this, right? And if we had a long, long time, I could draw even leaves like that. Because outside is a quantity. But all the time, I remember to go back to talk about that subject that I want to, but I cannot. And he succeeds. All of them do. With what? With bringing you to the edge again and again and again. That repetition which was discovered in Zikr. Repetition. Why? Because the animal will be tamed with repetition. You repeat it for yourself. I repeat my prayer for this, not for me. Because with repetition, I turn this to a different stuff. That's the communication. So he will go there. He said, listen. Listen how I talk to him. You mixed it up. You brought in the misery and happiness, which is a public word. Everybody believes in it. He goes to the exception. The rule is, you did it like this, but there are some people that are saved from this. They are not the slave of being happy or something. They are different. What is their difference? Their difference is, they deny whatever is sensible. These senses to them is stupid. So whatever these senses talking to them, they will say, it's not it. Look at your senses. Your senses will tell you the people are awful, isn't it? Except, of course, my friend and my fellow brother, us. The rest are animal. These fellows, they will see the same. They see the animalistic behavior. But they didn't think about this. They think about something else. What? The invisible is their documentation, their reference, referral point, and what else could you explain about sanat?
About what?
Sanat. Sin, nun, dal. Here, that's the word it is, see? Their sanad is something that you rely on. It's documentation that you prove that you own something. It's the written confession of the criminal. It's what?
Contract? No.
No, it's not contract. No, it's something that you could depend on. Means it could prove something. Like legally...
Confession?
Confession or whatever. No, if you give me a power of attorney, that paper is a sanad. Means I could rely on it. Because with that, I could prove that he gave me this power.
Confirmation.
That's, huh?
Confirmation.
خب تو که فارسی سند میدونی یعنی چی؟